Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Remember, everybody, we are giving away a $100 gift card to a Moments Peace Salon and Day Spa. Every single day, we will have another question for you guys. You need to be following and interacting at 1025 underscore MD. That's the Morning Drive Twitter account there. We'll be giving away a $100 gift card. We'll have a question for you coming up in just a few minutes. Floyd Reese joining us here on Morning Drive. Derek Mason, Braden Gall on ESPN 1025 The Game. Floyd, obviously, there's reports that there are conversations taking place around Ryan Tannehill moving forward as the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. We all expected that. That is makes perfect sense, especially as he continues to play well. And I've asked you this what feels like every single week we have you on the show. What is the right end game here for the Titans and for the fans? Ryan Tannehill wants as many years and as much money as possible. We get that. Does the franchise tag work, give you a year to evaluate it? Is it a five-year, $130 million contract? Is it a three-year deal? If you're the GM, what are you pushing for right now if you're John Robinson?
You know, I always felt when you had contracts like this with players that caliber, I wanted to sit down with them and find out what it is they're looking for. I think everybody, when they go into these negotiations, they know that they can't have everything. You know, you're not going to have the best average and the best guarantee and the longest years and all of it. So you decide what it is that's important to you. And in Ryan's case, if they say, okay, fine, you know, I want to be the highest paid quarterback in the year of the season, you say, you know what, we can do that, but we can't guarantee it. You know, if you want it to look good, we can add another year and put $40 million in there and say, okay, your average is way up here, but what are the chances of you getting that? On the other hand, if they say, no, guaranteed money is what's important, then you can drop the average down. You can structure it so that, you know, he gets his guaranteed money, say, early or earlier, and maybe everybody's happy. But until you know exactly what they want, what they're looking for, you know, it's hard to push the right buttons. And so I always started there. You know, tell me what it is you're looking for.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Floyd. And the way that this NFL is structured, with the salary cap being what it is and it's going up, at a clip each and every year that we haven't seen before because of the money the NFL is making, paying him $25 million a year, it's basically chump change. You know, 10 years ago, $25 million makes him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. $25 million now makes you top 12 possibly in the NFL. And can the Titans, and that's the thing, can the Titans live with paying him $25 million over the next 4 years when at the end of the contract he's 36 years old? And if you do that, Floyd, then do you draft a quarterback in the first round, or do you wait to draft your quarterback later on in rounds, or do you draft a quarterback at all this year?
You know, I think again, if you were to sign him to a 4-year contract, let's say, like you said, it's not essential that you draft a quarterback this year, in my opinion. Now, you're going to have to get a backup someplace. We all know that. But as far as going out and drafting a guy that you envision as his backup, the guy that's going to take over at some point in time, is not as urgent as it would otherwise be. Now, in the next, you know, in the second year or the third year, for sure you've got to do it because you would like that guy to have a year of seasoning and at least get himself ready to go out and play. But it takes a little bit of the pressure off of you, and it allows you to go out there and let's say, you know, the most important thing I need is a pass rusher. Well, maybe you can go out there and get a legitimate big-time pass rusher and kind of hold off on the quarterback till next year. If you fill some of the holes, they're in a position now where they're not having to go into the draft looking for 10 guys. you know, the way they were 4 years ago. They're going into a draft now, and they're saying, all right, I need these two positions to come out of this draft. And I always felt like if you could narrow it down that way, when you went into the draft, if I had to draft two or three guys at that position, I would do it just to make sure that position was covered. And then whichever one of those works out, that's great. But you're not searching for 10 guys as much as you're searching for one or two for real guys, you know, guys that can come in and help you. And consequently, when you're trying to fill those holes, it makes it a lot easier. Then next year you draft who you want. You know, you're not trying to fill a number of holes. You're trying to go out and get the best player. And if that's quarterback, then it's a quarterback.
Justin Fields. Floyd Reese joining us here on the show. Of course, host of Jared and the GM, babysitting Stillman in the afternoons from 2 to 6. Hotcakes and syrup, Gerald and the coach, SpongeBob and Krusty,
Mr. Krabs.
We got all kinds of nicknames for you guys. All in good fun, of course, and in love, Floyd. My question about Houston, and, you know, Mike Vrabel did a masterful job with Blaine Gabbert as his starting quarterback last year at home. In like week two, I think, against Deshaun Watson, but he was kind of recovering from an injury. How concerned are you about the injuries in the secondary and the health of this Texans offense? That they struggled this week against the Broncos in sort of bizarre fashion. What are you most concerned about from a matchup standpoint with the Texans?
You know, I think it has to be the receivers. And I have to believe that, you know, a game of this magnitude that you know, all of those guys, especially the speed down the field guys, are going to be healthy, and that really puts you in a bind, you know, because you've got the one receiver who's maybe the best receiver in the league, but not necessarily a speed guy, you know, just a get open, catch everything kind of guy. But then you've got Stills and these other guys that are sitting out there that you know can run, and that's what puts you in a little bit of a bind, because if you don't have an Adoree Jackson, you know, somebody that can run pretty good, then, you know, you're in a bind, because you certainly don't want to put somebody out there on those guys that you know, you're questioning his speed to begin with, because I'll tell you what, now they'll just line up and run right by him, and now, you know, it's 7-0 already.
Now, one guy that has played well, and hadn't played much yet, but has played well, is Blasting Game. Do you, because of what Derrick Henry, his injury, his quad or his hamstring, do you now, as a team, start to insert Blasting Game in a game more as a fullback, lead blocker, just to take some of the possible hits off of Derrick Henry? Because they're going to need... They're going against one of the worst rush defenses in the National Football League, and they need Derrick Henry close, if not 100%, I believe, in the next three games.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Now, you know, the Vandy kid has come in and kind of fit what you always wanted to do as a coach or a GM, which is, all right, I'm going to give you this much responsibility, this much of a workload. Let's see how you handle it. Well, he goes out there and he aces it, you know, which I thought he really played well this week. So you say to yourself, okay, he makes plays. Guess what? We're going to give him more responsibility. And I think you continue to pile it on him until, you know, he reaches a saturation point. But right now, I don't think we have any idea what that is. You know, I think he proved that he can run with the ball, and he can certainly catch the ball, which is something that, you know, we're kind of striving for. He's also a bigger guy. You know, which helps, because, you know, let's face it, when you go from Derek to Lewis, you're talking about, you know, Mutt and Jeff there, you know, the two extremes. And he kind of fits in the middle. You know, I think he may be able to do some things for you on third down and may be able to line up and run some on first down. We don't know that yet. Now, hopefully they've got a much better picture because they see him in practice every day. And if that's the case, then, you know, after the performance this last week, I would have to think that he'll get more opportunities, yeah.
Floyd Reese joining us here. Mike Vrabel, obviously the first third of the season we were questioning, even the first half of the season, a lot of bizarre moments in the game where we all said, you know, kind of what are you thinking here, coach? And But obviously this team has turned around, large part due to Ryan Tannehill, Arthur Smith. The offensive line has settled in. There's a lot of reasons why this team has gotten better. How much credit does Mike Vrabel deserve for what's going on?
You know, I don't know how you evaluate that. I think when you are what your record says you are, and if that's the case, then he deserves some credit. I mean, let's face it, the move to Tannehill, I didn't think you had much of a choice. You know, I think you kind of, you know, I'd always said, well, Marcus will let you know. You know, we'll go into a game, and after the game, you will either say, he's our guy, we're good to go, you know, lock him in, or, wait a minute now, let's back up. And I have to hand it to Mike. I mean, he had the guts to make the change, and there was no, you know, hum-hawing around. I mean, it was time to make the change. Change was made. Let's move on. And it has proven to be a giant plus. I think he has developed on that team a tremendous locker room. I mean, those guys, and the one phrase you hear almost every one of those guys say when they're talking about the team and the other guys is, we play for each other. You know, and that is really, really important, because they're going out there and they don't care who they're playing. They don't care what, you know, the radio guys are saying. They don't care any of that. As long as we continue to play for each other, we're going to be okay. And they have, I mean, let's face it, you know, you look on offense, the number of guys making plays, and you say to yourself, you know, I didn't know half these guys were on the team. And yet they're out there and they're catching balls and running balls and making plays. And, you know, it boils down to the same deal. Those guys are going out running a pattern and they're saying, I know if I run this correctly, I know if I'm where I'm supposed to be, he will throw me the ball. And if he can throw me the ball, I know I can catch it. We're off and running. And I think you're seeing a bunch of that in that old group.
Floyd, you also have built a great locker room from 2 to 6 every day right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game with Jared Stillman. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys.
Floyd Reese there, former GM of the Tennessee Titans and, of course, host of Jared and the GM. I feel weird calling it by its actual name.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Jared and GM coming up 2 to 6 today. All right, how much credit does Mike Vrabel get for all this? I want to get into that a little bit because Floyd had some interesting thoughts there about the locker room and the decision-making process and how it went down. How much credit does he get? Because the end game situations, they haven't been there anymore. So we'll get to that in just a minute. Also, our Twitter question for the $100 gift card from A Moment's Peace Salon and Day Spa. We will debut that as well. So get ready on the Twitters there to make sure. Pull over if you're driving. Obviously, it's terrible conditions out there. Be safe. But we'll give you a chance to win a $100 gift card all day today on the show and every day from now until the end of next week. But how much credit does Mike Vrabel get for the turnaround of the Tennessee Titans? Morning Drive, we'll do that when we return right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.